Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. You know, conflicts, 冲突, are a big part of life. Nobody likes conflicts, but they do make life interesting, right? I mean, without conflicts, we can't grow and develop as people. Well, the name of our lesson today is Cooling Down Conflict. Yes, though conflicts are a part of life, it's important that we know how to deal with them properly. Now, in our lesson today, what is the cause of conflict? We're going to continue a conversation today, and we need to ask this question. What is the cause of this conflict? Perhaps you remember from yesterday's lesson. Well, right now it's time for us to open our magazines, and let's get started.
Cooling Down Conflict. Conversation B. Laura storms into Adam's office.
Hello? Laura? What?
We cannot advertise e-cigarettes on any of our gaming sites. They're unregulated, and the vapor is toxic.
E-cigarettes? What are you talking about?
Rad has a friend who...
This is a great opportunity, Adam.
Don't listen to him, Adam. Money isn't everything.
This decision isn't up to you.
It's not yours to make either.
What are you two talking about? Stop bickering. Sit down and tell me what is going on.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 toxic 这个形容词。Toxic 是指有毒的或者是引起中毒的。例如 ,the toxic waste from the nuclear plant must be carefully processed. 核能厂的有毒废弃物必须非常小心的处理。或者是 the water discharged from the factory is toxic. 这家工厂所排放的水有含毒。它的名词是 toxin。T-O-X-I-N, 意思是毒素。例如 ,scientists have found an increased buildup of toxins in deep sea fish in recent years. 科学家们发现近年来深海鱼体中累积的毒素有增加。OK, 接下来我们看 bicker 这个动词。bicker 是指争吵或口角。例如 ,even though Josh and Hannah love to bicker over little things, they're truly in love. 虽然 Josh and Hannah 喜欢为小事争吵,但是他们真的很相爱。或者是 Melanie and her sister always bicker about who should do the chores. Melanie 跟妹妹总是在吵谁应该要做家事。Bicker 的现在分词 bickering 可以当名词。例如 ,the couple's bickering can go for hours. 这对夫妻的拌嘴可以持续好几个小时。
Typhoon here, tornado there, hurricanes.
Oh wait, Gabe, what are we doing?
We stormed in.
Oh, yeah.
You get it?
Stormed in.
That's what we were doing. We were storming in just like Laura did into Adam's office. She stormed
in. That's so funny. Do you think that when Laura stormed into Adam's office, she was doing all these hand motions?
Well.
Do you think she was doing that?
Rebecca, I think she was pretty angry. And sometimes when you're angry enough, you may walk so fast or even run, and people can tell that you're upset when you storm into their office.
And most of the time, they don't have a smile on their face either. They might be frowning. And the words that come out of their mouth might not really be that gentle. Okay, well, we learned about Laura and how she storms into Adam's office. I have another example as to how to use this word to storm.After the performance, Jeffrey stormed into the principal's office. He was not happy with the performance because the actors didn't do a good job preparing.
Interesting. So he stormed into the principal's office. You know, if you can storm into a room or into a building, you can certainly storm out of it as well. So maybe you had an argument. He had an argument with the principal.And they disagreed, and the principal didn't like what he had to say, and so he stormed out of the building after the argument.
That's right. Or you could say Jared stormed out of the house after the conflict, or after the argument with his sister. So friends, this is a great phrase for you to use. Next time you write a paper in English, maybe you could try using this word in your paper.
Yeah, and notice, observe the next time someone doesn't just walk into a room the normal way, but see if they're storming into a room or out of the room.
Okay, Gabe, yes. I think we need to get into our lesson. I have an idea. I think that you should be Adam, and I can be Laura, like yesterday.
Okay. Hello, Laura. What?
We cannot... Oh, yeah, were you saying something?
What? Dot, dot, dot.
Yes, I interrupt you.
Ah, yes.
We cannot advertise e-cigarettes on any of our gaming sites. They're unregulated, and the vapor is toxic.
Mm-hmm. The vapor is poisonous in these e-cigarettes. Okay, that's what she thinks. E-cigarettes? What are you talking about? Well, of course, she's talking about this, an e-cigarette.
And of course, Laura continues by saying, Brad has a friend who... At this moment, Brad walks into Adam's office. Hey, Gabe, maybe you should be Brad now.
Okay, so I'm going to storm into... Don't listen to her. Don't listen to anything she says. Is that what he's saying?
That's not what he says. And actually, Brad does not storm into the office.
Okay.
That was Laura who stormed into the office. He just walks nicely into the office.
All right. This is a great opportunity, Adam.
Don't listen to him, Adam. Money isn't everything.
Wait. Before we continue this conversation, that's a good phrase. Money isn't everything. This is true. Money is not the most important thing in life. And another way of saying that is that money isn't everything. Is there another way you could use the phrase, something isn't everything?
I've got an example right here. Okay, I have a friend. She loves to go shopping. And so, let's say, for example, we go to a new place like Thailand. And I want to look at all the different, you know, scenic places, some of the, you know, tourist attractions. And all she talks about is shopping. She wants to go to all the different stores. I could say, Linda, shopping isn't everything.
Okay, shopping isn't everything. I know a lot of people want to just have a really successful career. You know, your career isn't everything. What about your family? Success isn't everything. Fame isn't everything. Think of another word to put there. Something isn't everything.
Okay, in our lesson, we see that there's some conflict going on, there's some arguing going on, and Adam finally gets involved, and he wants to know why Adam, or why Laura and Brad, are bickering and arguing. Well, friends, we have more for you, but right now, it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes! Okay, for today's SC Challenge, please tell us your name.
Stephanie.
Okay, and Stephanie wanted me to introduce her by singing. So Stephanie Lim is one of our important people here at Studio Classroom. She does a lot of work.
Hey, Gabe.
Yes.
We're introducing Stephanie so we can ask her questions about the SE Challenge.
It's a good thing you said something. Sounded like it was the beginning of some kind of a conflict, maybe. Speaking of which... Our lesson has to do with conflicts. Here's a 5-word question for you. How do you resolve conflicts? Oh, yeah. Did you know I was going to ask you that?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Okay, how do you resolve conflicts?
5 words.
No. That was the question. It's 5 words.
I'm giving you 5 words.
Really?
I talk to that person.
I talk to that person.
What do you talk to that person about?
That was 7 words. I don't know how many.
Oh, you're right. That was 7 words. So how do you talk to that person?
I will approach this person directly and talk about what happened.
So you don't talk behind their back?
Talk behind that back. That's forward.
So yeah, no. That's not good.
Oh, so no.
That's not a good thing.
No, to talk about someone behind someone's back. So here's another question. Do you ever get emotional, and why do you get emotional?
Ooh. Should
yeah.
I leave?
No, please don't leave.
Okay.
Leave. No, don't.
You get emotional.
Well, yeah.
Because it's an emotional question.
Ladies, you better hug each other.
But emotional, yes, of course. I get emotional.
What causes you to get emotional?
When something like Gabe singing, I get emotional.
I'm sorry you feel so emotional right now.
Because you didn't like the song or because it really touched you in a very special way?
Number two.
Because of the words of the song, it's kind of...
Beautiful.
Makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
I get emotional when I feel angry about something, when I'm sad about maybe my friend and I had an argument, mm-hmm. and I get emotional, or when I just had a bad day at work. I don't know why. I get moody. I get emotional.
So do you think it's a good time to resolve a conflict when you're really emotional?
No.
No.
So are you the type that feels like you need time to process stuff after a conflict, or do you like to try to resolve it right away?
I will actually take some time to think about it, mm-hmm. because when you're in a conflict, usually I don't think you're in the best mood or the best situation to go and discuss something in the right mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stephanie, I wish we could talk more, but we're out of time right now. Friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Join me. SC Challenge.
SC Challenge. Thank you, guys. Challenge.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever been in an argument that was so heated and emotional that you just kept interrupting the other person and you were talking over each other? And to somebody else, they didn't know what you were talking about. Well, this is kind of what's happening in today's lesson. Laura and Brad are disagreeing about something. They walk into the CEO, Adam's office, and they're talking and interrupting each other about e-cigarettes and advertisements. And Adam has to say, hold on, what is going on? What is going on? Well, we're going to find out in the next section.
Cooling down conflict. Conversation C. Later.
So basically, Brad has a connection for some banner ads, but you, Laura, don't like the content.
I don't.
Neither of you has the authority to decide this issue. I appreciate that you both feel strongly about it, but your emotions have completely taken over.
And being emotional just intensifies the conflict. I'm sorry, Laura.
I'm sorry, too.
And you are arguing about something that is not an issue. I just concluded an advertising agreement with a well-known candy company. We'll be running their ads for the next 2 years.
That's great news.
Yeah. Who can argue with chocolate?
OK, 继续我们看的是 authority 这个名词。authority 在这里是指权力或权限。例如 the clerks do not have the authority to give customers extra discounts. 店员并没有权限可以给顾客额外的折扣。authority 也可以指威信或威严。例如 a competent teacher needs to have the authority to control his or her class. 一位有能力的老师需要有管理班级的威严。Authority 也可以指当局或当权者，例如 the locals reported the incident to the authorities. 当地居民将这个事件向有关当局报告了。所以我们看 intensify 这个动词 T-E-N-S 这个词根有趋向或伸展的意思，所以 intensify 是指是增加或加剧，例如 the tension between the two nations intensified after the incident at the border.边境事件发生之后，两国紧张的情势更加紧绷了。它的形容词是 intense, I-N-T-N-S-E, 意思是紧张的或强烈的。例如 ,my intense headache finally went away after I took some painkillers. 我强烈的头痛吃了一些止痛药之后才消失。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, earlier, Brad and Laura started arguing, bickering, right?
Yeah, they were bickering.
Yeah, they were bickering a lot.
But what's going on?
Well, what's going on? That's exactly what Adam said. Tell me what is going on.
Right. That's a good question.
It is a great question, and it's a great phrase for you all to know. And oftentimes, Gabe, I like to use this phrase when...maybe I haven't been somewhere, and then I just kind of show up and I see people doing something. I might say, hey, what's going on?
Okay, what's going on? So this doesn't just have to be in reaction to an argument or something. This is a simple question. What's going on? That means, what is happening? Tell me what's up. Hey, what are you doing? What's going on?
And so that is basically the question Adam is asking.What is going on right now? And I think that we are going to find some answers to this question. Adam continues this conversation by saying what?
So basically, Brad has a connection for some banner ads, but you, Laura, don't like the content.
I don't.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, right. Neither of you, Adam interrupts, neither of you has the authority to decide this issue.I appreciate that you both feel strongly about it, but your emotions have completely taken over. Okay, so sometimes this is what happens in an argument. You put your logic aside, and your emotions take over.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, I'm going to be Brad for just a moment.
Good.
And being emotional just intensifies the conflict. Oh, this is so sweet. He finally responds...by saying, I'm sorry, Laura. And Laura says, I'm sorry, too. They're apologizing. It looks like the conflict is being resolved.
Yeah, maybe they're putting their emotions aside because Brad realizes being too emotional could intensify the conflict. It makes the conflict more intense. Well, we continue. Adam says, and you are arguing about something that is not an issue. So it's not an issue. It's not something that's important.And he says, why? I just concluded an advertising agreement with a well-known candy company. We'll be running their ads for the next 2 years.
Wait, hold on for just a moment, Gabe.
Yes.
Did he just make an executive decision?
Yes. Yes, he did. He made an executive decision because he is the CEO, the chief executive officer. So, of course, his decision was an...executive one, but I like that phrase, Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Now, an executive decision is, let's say there's a group of people that have spent quite a bit of time trying to decide where they should eat or what they should do, and finally one person steps up and says, I'm making an executive decision. We are going to go eat at Mos Burger.
Now, I have a question for you, Rebecca.
Oh, yeah?
What, did that person have to be a leader of some kind?Like the executive or the boss
no,
to make that decision?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
There could just be a group of people. They're all friends. They're not a CEO of a company. They're just like you and me, normal people.
Speaking of which, because we were kind of talking about this phrase when we were preparing our lessons. We were saying, is this an executive decision? He's the boss, but usually in an executive decision, that means that people were talking about something. There was no leader among the people, but then one person stood out and said, let's stop arguing, let's do this. That is an executive decision. So after talking about it for some time, I made an executive decision and say, okay, Rebecca, well, let's discuss this while we're teaching this lesson.
When it comes to choosing our words that we want to teach, Gabe, you often make executive decisions.
Well, you do too.We both make executive decisions.
That's right. Okay, well, Laura responds by saying, that's great news. She's very excited about this decision. And Brad responds,
who can argue with chocolate? Okay, that is a great resolution. Okay, well, it's time for us right now to join the guys in the info cloud. We saw the word appreciate in our lesson. Is that the same as the word thank? Let's find out now.
When people want to express gratitude, they'll likely say either thank you or I appreciate it.
So, what's the difference between saying thank you and I appreciate it? Well, to appreciate literally means to understand the value of. So, when you say I appreciate it after someone does something helpful, you're recognizing the value of that deed or gesture. In other words, when you express appreciation, you're expressing how you yourself feel. Okay, what about thank you?
Well, thank you has you as the object, and that's where the focus is, the person being thanked. When we say thank you, we're basically shining a spotlight on the you. And since the you is being upheld, it's almost irrelevant how the thanker feels.
Now, the difference between the two statements is pretty small, but I could very well thank a person without truly appreciating the value of what they've done.
Right. Like when people just casually say thanks out of habit, but are not expressing any real gratitude.
Mm-hmm. So, if you think saying a simple thank you is not enough, feel free to add, I appreciate it, since the former is addressing the person, the latter is acknowledging the deed. The two are not redundant, but complement each other.
当我们想要表达谢意或感激, 最常用的两个句子莫过于 thank you 跟 I appreciate it, 但这两句话的含义不一样。 Appreciate 原本的意思是看到某样东西真正的价值, 因此当人家帮你做了某件事, 你说 I appreciate it, 你是在表达你个人的感受, 表示你有察觉到 it 那件事的价值。 而 thank you的对象呢, 是 you, 那是对 you 所讲的, 但字面上并没有表达我个人的感受。 因此有时候一个人讲 thank you 可能只是口头上讲讲, 但并没有心存感激。 所以当你想要真正表达感激, 你可以两句话都讲 thank you, I appreciate it. 这是两个有不同含义的句子, 它们是并行不悖的。 一个是标榜 you, 一个是表达 I 心中对 it 这件事的感受。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Friends, that is all the time we have for today.
But we have more for you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.